few weeks ago, we did a message called I See a Church, Where We Are Going. It is about the vision of Sanctuary Church. And even though we had poor audio quality, we didn't want to lose the emphasis of our message. And so we have recreated it for you to listen to here. I hope it encourages you and inspires you as much as it has for me. The last few weeks, we've been going through a series called I See a Church, which is speaking to the vision of Sanctuary Church. We've been using this series to challenge our church to the direction and vision of where God wants to take us. Sanctuary Church is a Christ-centered, diverse, and growing church in Vacaville. We pursue authentic relationships with one another, creating a place where the family can worship and grow together in their faith in Jesus. We are focused on encountering God through worship, prayer, and the Bible, and encouraging people to grow in their faith in God, to encourage people to grow in serving the church, developing a Christ-centered community, and engaging the world and the community with the love of Jesus. We've looked at the past of where we've been. We looked at where we are. We were challenged with being an external church, and now I want to speak to where we are going. And so the first thing that becomes important to us is that we are a church where people encounter God. This encounter happens through prayer and through worship and through the Bible. 1 Corinthians 5:4 says, "In the name of the Lord Jesus, when you are assembled, I am with you in spirit with the power of our Lord Jesus." There's power that is found in encounter with God. When the church gathers, the Holy Spirit is with us. Through worship, through fellowship, and through preaching, we have encounter. I've been all kinds of services, and I've seen all kinds of situations, and one thing I've noticed is that God's presence is in them. Why? Because there's a shared value of worship. There's a shared fellowship and a shared preaching that takes place. And these encounters are pivotal to the vision of our church. They're transformational. They bring change, and they move us towards Jesus. They're absolutely transformational. My desire is that when somebody comes into Sanctuary Church, that they have an encounter with God that absolutely transforms their life. We desire that an encounter with God leads to a transformed life. And when somebody comes in to Sanctuary Church, they connect with the life of the church, they have an encounter with God, they meet Jesus, and they come into a transformed life. The second thing that we find is there is encouragement for people to grow in their faith, serve the church, and gather in a Christ-centered community. 2 Peter 3:18 says, "Grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and forever. Amen." It is our desire that people become more like Jesus. And this encouragement grows out of that desire. We desire that people want to be a part of a local church, which Scripture teaches is very important. TV, radio, all those cannot be a supplement to what God wants to do through the local church in your life. We want to see that people have a desire to serve Christ because of the work that he's doing in us. And so we desire to serve in a local church. We desire to serve in our community. My call as a pastor is to equip the saints to do that work. My call is not to do everything and run everything. Your ability to minister to others is just as effective as mine. Your ability to pray with somebody is just as effective as mine. Your ability to encourage others is just as effective as mine. We are all, the Bible says, a priesthood of believers. So your ability to minister to somebody is just as effective as mine. My title of pastor makes me no more capable or able than you. I'm simply called to lead the church that God has given us to call and to lead. My call is to develop a healthy church. Well, what does this look like? What is it to be a healthy church? It's a church where people are serving one another, reaching our community, growing people in a deeper relationship with Christ, and encouraging them to then go out into the community and live that out and speak to what it is that God has done. My call is to develop healthy believers. Here's my vision for somebody that calls Sanctuary Church their home. They're a person that's serving in compassion, using their gifts, looking for opportunities to serve one another, serve the church, and serve the community. My vision for somebody who calls Sanctuary Church home is that they're giving, that they're a good steward of what God has given them, that they're giving faithfully to the church in tithing, giving faithfully to missions, and giving faithfully to what it is that God is calling us to do, and giving towards those things. The vision for somebody who's a part of Sanctuary is that they are outward, that they're evangelistic, that it's not about them and what they want, but it's about how they can be a part of what God is doing through the church to impact our community. My vision for somebody who calls Sanctuary Church home is that they are consistent, that they are faithful, that they are trustworthy, and that they are excited about what it is that God is calling them to do. And of course, my desire is that if you're a part of Sanctuary Church, as you're abiding, you're in a deep relationship with Jesus, that you're like your spirit filled, as we believe that God fills every believer with the Holy Spirit. And we see that God that allows us to be spirit filled so that we can be a part of what he's doing. And anybody that calls Sanctuary Church home, they're connected through discipleship in the local church, whether it's a small group involved on Sunday morning ministry. In some ways, they're connected to growing deeper. God calls us to be faithfully a part of these things. We desire that encouragement from one another leads to a restored life. And we believe that encouragement from one another leads to a restored life, a transformed life, and allows us to be a part of what God is doing. The third thing that we desire is that we engage the world and the community with the love of Jesus. Mark 16:15 says, "And then he told them, go into all the world and preach the good news to everyone." Because we are called to, because of our passion for Jesus, and because of our love for people, God calls us all to be a part of this. Statistics show that healthy churches are outward churches. Healthy believers are outward believers. They're not focused on themselves and what they want for themselves, but they're about what they can do to love people, impact their community, and be about what God is doing through his church in the kingdom of God in their community. And so the question becomes, what will it take for us to move forward? As a church, a sanctuary church, what will it take for us to move forward? When I see the future of Sanctuary Church, I see on Sundays, a vibrant Sundays where people encounter God through worship, through prayer, and through preaching. They're connected. They're ready to enter into worshiping God. They're ready to enter into connecting with others. And they're excited about what it is that God has to speak to them. And Sunday becomes a pivotal, important part of what we do as a church. When I see the future of Sanctuary Church, I see discipleship as an important, necessary part of what we do. Developing a small group ministry that creates small groups that grow together, pray together, and minister to one another. And it's through these small groups that we allow ministry to happen to one another in tangible, practical ways. When I look at Sanctuary Church, I see a kid and student ministries that's reaching our next generation. An effective Sunday morning ministry for our kids, and then either a weekend evening or midweek service for student ministries that allows us to help reach and grow the next generation. And that they begin to do the work of the ministry now, not later, not in the future, but as a part of our church, they're also actively involved in ministry. When I look at our church, I see a church that is invested in the kingdom builders and missions, and they're excited about generosity from all believers so that we can advance the kingdom of God through kingdom builders, through missions. And that this vision is an extension of God's call for us to reach the world, and the way we can impact globally is through our ministry like kingdom builders. We can also use kingdom builders as a way to meet needs in our local community, whether it's through benevolence, connecting with our schools, and connecting with other areas in our community to provide opportunity to bless them and help. When I see Sanctuary Church, I see a church that is outwardly focused, that we desire evangelism, that gets into our community, that impacts our community, and sees people coming to Jesus. My heart is that as a part of Sanctuary Church, you desire that people come to Christ, that you desire that people would come to know him. And so I believe there's some goals that God is calling us to, all of these things, is that each person who's a part of Sanctuary Church is involved in a small group with other believers, that we see an increase in giving to meet the needs of the church and moving the church forward, so that we see an increase in our missions giving and our ability to minister as a church through our regular tithe and offering, and that beyond that, we're able to begin to bless other people. Each person is inviting one person a month to Sanctuary Church. My hope in 2020 is that we see 20 new believers come to Christ, that we see 10 baptisms, and that we see a kids ministry that's growing and averaging 10 to 15 kids a week, and that by the end of 2020, we're moving to 2 services because of what we're seeing God do in our church, in our community. We desire to engage the world to lead an impacting life. I see a church full of life. Life that is passionate, life that is transforming, and life that is contagious. When people talk about us, they talk about a church that is full of life. And so when we talk about Sanctuary Church and we look to the future, we look at all these things, we see a church that is seeing lives transformed because our church is full of life. And so I invite you to be a part of what God is going to do through Sanctuary Church. And so I encourage your prayer to be, Lord, how would you have me respond? How would I be a part of what it is that you desire to do through this vision and this message?